Yeah, they make gears for bikes. Shimano makes gears for fish, or not for fishing bikes. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ! Shimano makes gears for bikes.
Whatever you want to do on your bicycle, man, that's up to you.
I mean, can you fish off a bike? I don't know.
Hell yeah.
Anyways, welcome to the Daily Sip with Conrad and Trent. Join us as we attempt to traverse life in our mid-20s and enjoy some tasty beverages along the way. God, we had to get another one off this week, didn't we, man?
We had to.
We needed to.
It's what the people, by the way, welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard.
I feel like, yodi hi.
I feel like when you don't say it, it really affects
it. Throws everybody off.
It throws me off.
You know, once again, I've missed you.
It hadn't been that long.
You've missed me.
But I mean,
as much as I've missed you.
We needed to get another one off this week, man. It wasn't gonna feel right if we didn't. And we just I had some decent beer burning a hole in the top of my fridge. I was gonna say in my pocket. This bottle is way too big to fit in the old pocket, but it had been sitting on top of the fridge for a couple of months now. And I mean, honestly, like this beer started in 2016. Because that was when they first started aging.
The beginning of the journey.
But we're going to
say that the ingredient started a year before that.
You could say that as well. This is an old beer.
Those hops and barley seeds were sown years in advance.
But anyways, we're going to get into that here in a second. We just wanted to say, hey, thank you for joining us this week. I didn't mean to clap that loud. That one probably came off real good. Thank you so much for joining us this week on the Daily Sip, or again this week on the Daily Sip. We're fucking thrilled that you're here. But
we've had a huge outpouring of listeners from our episode yesterday.
Just so much love.
Kind of creeps me out a little bit.
So much love.
But it excites me in a good way.
But hey, if you're interested in any of the beer ratings that we have going on this week or any of the previous episodes, feel free to follow us on Untappd. What is your Untappd name? I know that you just got into this shit. I don't even remember what mine is.
It's something funny.
It's not gonna lie, it's punny.
I feel like
I think mine is something pretty fucking normal. I think it's just like Trentley, starting with a capital T, T-R-E-N-T-L-Y, capital A-G, on Untappd. Shoot me a friend request, or I don't even know how it works. I think you go to the little upper left icon, search me, and then
I'm still figuring it out.
Yeah, hit add or something like that. And
you can add me as well at Road the Condorado.
That's brilliant.
It was. That's what I said yesterday. For those of us that joined us for episode 10,
yeah.
You guys know.
For those of you that didn't, please go back and listen. Yes. You'll know. But wait, is that with a capital R? I know I followed you yesterday.
Capital R, Road, capital T, 2, capital C, Condorado. Like Road to Silverado, but with Conrad. It's fucking sick.
It's fucking sick. I think I said this yesterday. That's one of my like all-time Untappd names that I've seen so far. I don't follow that many people, but I have like Mike, Dirty Mike,
and the boys.
Yeah, a couple other people that follow me from some communal beer pages on Facebook, which I don't know who gets on Facebook anymore these days. But yeah, if you're a newbie to Untappd, I mean, our boy Conrad is. He's got a couple of ratings, but if you want to go follow like any kind of like, you can follow a bunch of different people on here. But I'm still technically a newbie. I'm still under 300 beers total. But yeah.
Jeez. Get those numbers up.
Novice shit, man.
Get those numbers up, you fucking
noob. I need to pump those numbers up, man. Those are rookie numbers. Those are rookie numbers.
Cocaine and hookers, get those numbers up.
You got to bump it up, man. You got to bump it up. But yeah, feel free to follow us on Untappd or on Instagram where we're like, if we're ever out drinking somewhere, regardless of what it is, if we're having a good time, like an event or something, follow us on Instagram. At Daily Sip Pod, all lowercase, just Daily Sip Pod, just like it sounds. And it's the same thing on Twitter, actually, so feel free to follow us there. We'll be tweeting. I really considered live tweeting from the account last week during Game of Thrones. I didn't want to be that guy, though. But
We can be any guy we want.
But seriously, follow us on Instagram. We're constantly posting pictures of the cool shit that we go and do on our story or on our page. And if you have any feedback, that's probably the best way to get a hold of us through the DMs. But yeah,
not to piggyback on that, but feedback, Jesus Christ. We released an episode last night and we had a shit ton of listens over the past 24 hours. So we know that you guys are out there. Please DM us on Instagram, on Twitter. We literally just said the handles.
Yeah.
DM us. Tell us what you like. Criticize us. Tell us what you don't like. This is our creative outlet, and we're going to do and record what we want.
Yeah.
But we also appreciate you all taking your time to listen to us, listen to you, listen to us.
And honestly, we hope that we make your commutes in the morning and afternoon a little bit better. But, you know, like my good friend Conrad just said, if you have any criticisms, feel free to hit us with them. Like, we're open to shit, man. We appreciate y'all listening. If y'all have anything to tell us, like, hit us up for real.
Don't be too mean because I'm soft. But right. Also, you know.
Oh shit! You know what, man?
If there's good shit you like, let us know. If there's bad shit we do, let us know.
Dude, I almost completely forgot. Since we've been on iTunes for a couple episodes now, I always forget to mention it. Please go subscribe and follow on Spotify as well.
Smash that subscribe button.
Smash that
like button.
Motherfucking subscribe button with all you got. If you want to leave us a review, that's awesome. I think we have one review so far.
If it's not going to be a 5-star review, fuck off.
I think the guy that left us the review, I don't know how old this handle is or anything.
Country Boy 1234.
1234. He went all the way to 4.
Country boy, I love you.
I guess we have the rural crowd. I didn't realize that too many of y'all were into the old craft beer, but we really appreciate it, guys. But anyways, we're gonna get on into the old sipping segment.
Well, before we get into it, y'all know we're joined in the studio in
Jesus
the stew
Christ.
By our good friend Crowbar.
Crowbar,
as he goes by.
Crowbar.
Tell the guy what we're up to.
Oh, I didn't. Crowbar. That's a
yeah. That's a new one. That's a curveball. We're joining. We're doing.
That's what we knew him as in prison.
I feel so.
Whether
bad.
He wants to use a street name or not, that's fine.
I feel.
Yeah, we knew him in cell block D as Crowbar.
I just feel bad.
He would pry some boys open.
I just Jesus. That's taking it a step further than I was expecting, but let's roll with it. But no, I feel bad because I didn't introduce our guest in the studio today, man. Friend of the pod, Cody. It's good to see you again, dude. We appreciate you.
Glad to be here. I can't remember what episode it was last that I was here.
But we appreciated your presence,
great,
man.
Great to be back.
Cheers.
It's always good to have you, man. We appreciate you sipping with us. I know you got a taste of this, but they also had Dollar Beer Night at the old Platypus. For I guess it technically wasn't Dollar Beer Night. They were just trying to move.
It
some
technically
old.
Was Dollar Beer. $6 six packs.
Yeah, like
craft beer.
Could you have bought a six pack and then just drank it at the place?
I think probably could have.
Yeah.
But they were telling us afterward just so that nobody would actually do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They wouldn't tell
those
you
bastards.
You're leaving.
Those
yeah,
bastards.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Those rat bastards.
They wait till we get good and sauced, and then they're like, oh, hey,
yeah,
by
like,
the way.
Like, as you're closing out your tabs, by the way, we got
$6 six packs of good beer.
It's going to happen, man. We're like, just because of what we're sipping on right now, it's going to happen. I know you tried a little bit of this.
It's actually a beautiful segue into our next segment.
Yeah, man.
We're sipping on.
The grand sipping segment. What are we sipping on today, man?
People want to know.
Dude, this is one that I've had sitting on top of the fridge for a little bit now, man. Like I said, it was burning.
You say a little
top
bit. When was this? Talk about the ingredients.
No, so like I bought
it made
this
in 2014, 2015.
I think
the process started in 2016. When do you think this bad boy was bottled?
So this bad boy was bottled sometime in 2017. This is Clown Shoes Crasher in the Rye 2017.
Ooh, say it again.
Clown Shoes, ooh. Crasher in the Rye, 2017.
Ooh, Mufasa.
I do declare.
Mufasa.
So I have just recently rated this on Untappd. And, you know, I like to get through about half a beer before I usually do my ratings. But, I mean, with this one, I mean, it was just – I think it was kind of unanimous. I don't have it super high on my scale, but we're gonna describe this to you a little bit. So Crasher in the Rye was a beer made by Clown Shoes. For those of you who don't know about Clown Shoes – that you can find them, especially if you're in the South, most of the time at HEB.
It's a big one. I'd say it's up there with Jester King.
Absolutely. But
Gigantic, about those three.
I was going to say, like, I would put them up there probably about with Gigantic just because of, like, how widespread they are. Because you can get them everywhere. Because they are brewed out of Boston, Mass. Like, up there, you know, I'm not going to lie, man. The Northeast portion of this country has produced some of the most fantastic beer I think anybody's ever had.
Samuel Adams, maybe heard of him.
I was going to say Sam Adams, for one. They are the largest.
Paul Tuckett.
They are the largest independent brewery that I can name.
Mm-hmm.
I can't name a bigger one. Shiner's definitely not that big. And Carbach, obviously, RIP. But, Crasher in the Rye 2017.
We've lost some good men along the way.
We, you know, it's
all shit.
All in pursuit of good beer and cash, man. it happens. But Crasher in the Rye 2017, this is an Imperial Oatmeal Milk Stout aged in rye barrels. So basically, I would assume they have to at least age these beers 6 months to a year. So I'm assuming that this process got started in 2016. The beer was bottled in 2017, and we're cracking it in, what is this, May of 2019? Goodness gracious, man. So, I mean, we've been letting this one sit for a little bit, but it's got a it's got an overall rating on Untappd of a 4.21, which is
crazy.
Yeah.
Accurate.
Yeah, no, I feel like that's pretty fair, especially if you're a stout guy. Not necessarily if you're just a stout guy, though. I feel like you have to be somewhat into rye whiskey, which it's going to make it a little bit sweeter, you know, I feel like.
Kind of like those bourbon barrel Hellfighters. Well, as long as you let them sit for a while.
That's one of the only ones that they still do right. That's one of the only beers that I will give Carbach credit for.
And I haven't had it recently, so I can't tell
you
that.
It's tremendous.
I'm talking about 2016, 2017.
Yeah, no, I had it on tap the 2017 recently at our good friends at Beers Looking at You. I think it was the 2017. And then they had the most recent one, and they were both tremendous.
What's wrong with that black cherry Hellfighter that they had? Without, obviously, the fucking cherry.
Dirty Mike and I.
Silky smooth.
Dirty Mike and I feel like, split a bottle of that at his place, at his old apartment. Hey, good for Mike, by the way. Coming to home under big shouts, Dirty Mike and the old
Dirty Mike finally has a bang shack.
Yeah, Dirty Mike finally
owns.
Dirty Mike, Dirty Mike finally has the old F shack. Yeah,
the old seven cap that he calls his own.
Man, that's what we called the. Anyways, we had a boat in high school, and like we had a little cabin in it, and we called it the Stabbing Cabin for unknown reasons. But don't worry about it. We'll get into that at a later date. But so I've got the old Crasher in the Rye coming in. I actually misrated this. I've got it at 3.75, but I really wanted it to come in at a 4. Like that was right. Yeah, I did it from my computer for the first time, and I think I clicked the. I'm just gonna have to go in and edit that. But yeah, I've got this at a 4, man. Like this is a solid 4, no more, no less. I'm a big rye fan. I've been a fan of rye old fashions. I think we talked about it with Dirty Mike a little bit. I like that type of whiskey. I'm a big fan of milk stouts. If you're not a fan of milk stouts, I highly recommend Left Hand. If you have it at any, if your local craft beer place doesn't have it, I mean, they're doing something wrong, because it's a good introduction to what milk stouts really are, especially if it's on nitro. But it's a damn good beer, man. What do you have this boy rated at?
So I've actually had to take a kind of setback on Untappd. As of, honestly, yesterday I went in and I decided to rate a beer on Untappd.
Okay.
But I looked at the rating on Untappd before I rated the beer.
It's a flaw in the system, honestly.
And my rating kind of swayed to the masses, because when you see 800 plus people rate a beer a certain way, you're like, well, shit, you know, I kind of want to align that way. Yeah. And so today, actually, hand wrote it. I haven't put it in Untappd yet. I will following this episode. But I decided to rate it on my own.
Can we make a quick PSA real quick?
Yes.
Because I know you feel the same way about this. This is one thing that's really hard to avoid, especially when you're on apps like Beer Advocate or Untappd. You see a rating and you assume that it should be a certain way, and that influences your own opinion.
Yes.
Take this all with a grain of salt. Just because there's a lot of people, you know, these apps and whatnot kind of they aggregate it in different ways, not necessarily just they don't necessarily just take the average of what all the people have rated it as. It's an algorithm that they have to go through at this point. Like there's, you know, it's complicated shit, and they try to get the best they possibly can. But at the end of the day, you're going to like what you like and you're not going to like what you don't like. And
yes.
It's not that, you know, if you're a fan of beer, you're going to branch out and try things you don't like. Like I hadn't been a fan of sours or ghosts until very recently, you know, probably within the past month or so.
Guy.
So, you know, I had the Boysenberry Haterade from Eighth Wonder. And I mean, that changed my complete opinion on ghosts. I've been a more sour fan recently. Like I was telling you, I'll buy that bottle yesterday at Whole Foods.
Oh, yeah.
But which is really good. If you can get it, it's $15, but it's worth it. It's pretty good. It's from Sour Pumpkin. I don't know if you had any of their stuff, Cody.
No, I haven't.
It's if you're a sour guy, it's pretty good stuff. But I digress. So
I decided to not look at Untappd for this rating.
Yeah.
And it kind of scared me a little bit, because I'm never going to give a beer 5 stars.
I haven't found one yet to do that too.
We're talking about the perfect beer, and I'm not going to do that shit till I fucking die.
Yeah.
Because until you die, you've never had the perfect beer. Because you never know what the next one is going to carry into you.
Wow.
And I know that's a really fucked up view, but I'm the same way.
I wouldn't say fucked up. This is
well, let's say if I was an English teacher, I'm one of those fucking dickholes, and you can call me out on it, because I know you guys all will. There's no such thing as a perfect paper. No one's getting 100 for me. I'm not giving shit out for free.
Have you ever gotten 100 on a paper?
Nope.
Well,
I mean, like, maybe in high school.
Yeah, I mean, in high school, like, especially, like...
Like, they're hand that shit out, like, if you just, like, could space your shit right.
But I can't think of a single paper post-high school that I ever got 100 on. Like, I came, like, I mean, I got A's on papers, but I can't, like, even in, like, oh, fuck, like...
After high school, if I got an A on paper, that was enough, man.
Yeah, dude, like, fuck, so, man.
Would you give a...
I didn't care
about beautifully crafted beer that same... Would you ever give a beer?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%? No, I honestly, I would if I found it.
I mean, if we're being granular, like by only giving 0.25 ratings, then I could give a beer a 5. But if we're being like down to the like 2 decimal places, I don't know. I don't think so.
That's a really. Well, I mean, dude, I hadn't like, really thought about it like that. To
a
be
5
honest.
Has to be something that I would
like. If you have a beer and you think it's a 4.9, are you gonna give it a 4.75? Are you gonna give it a 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, you got a point. It's the same way with a 2.7 or a 3.75 to a 4.
Right.
I feel like, you have a solid point there, man. I feel like, you just kind of opened my eyes a little bit. People won't rate it a 5 just because that's the peak. And some people will just because they're like, oh, this shit's amazing, and they don't really understand how they're
rating it. Or shit, if I'm drunk, like, oh, this beer's fucking
dude,
5.
I'm
giving everybody a fucking 5. But for me, a 5 is a perfect beer. And the perfect beer rotates for me.
Dude.
That's something that's unattainable, really. But that's, that's where I'm untapped.
I think the perfect beer is more than just a beer. It's like
the environment,
the beer, the experience, like
the people,
it's everything. It's
exactly.
Like,
yes,
exactly.
It's like, some of the best beers I've ever had is a warm PBR after
it's like
great friends.
I mean, you could have a beer that like, on any given day is not a 5, but like in that moment in time was a 5
beer.
A real
point. And we're talking about like Coors.
I think we actually,
it doesn't even matter. Oh, I hope it's a good beer. But does it have to?
I think we actually talked about that the last time Dakota was on, like our favorite beers, and they weren't necessarily like the best beers that we had, just the most
not
memorable.
Not our favorite tasteful.
You got a point. So, I mean, but I think that Crowbar just introduced a serious flaw to the system, because knowing that nothing can ever be that number 5, because no one's ever going to put it there other than people that, don't really quote unquote understand how the ratings work.
I want my stamp of approval to mean a little
bit. But
what was scary?
Serious fault in the system,
so
man.
You would say that, right? So to move on to the point of what I rated this beer.
Yeah.
And I rated it on paper before I haven't even put it in Untappd yet. And I didn't look at Untappd until this episode.
Paper?
Because I want my grandchildren's 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 to know what I wrote.
You better start blogging this.
Yeah, I should better just write better.
Well, I mean, maybe a little bit of both.
But anyway, I wrote down my review before I saw Untappd. And it's kind of scary.
Which is
good. I gave it a 4.25.
Okay. Dude, I mean.
And it came in at a 4.21.
I don't know if it's a 4.2. I think it was a
4.21.
Is it 4.21?
4.21.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you wrote this shit down?
Yes.
I literally just said that
as a 4.25.
Dude.
And you saw me writing that shit earlier.
Well, I mean,
so it's
kind of
scary. But I'm glad that, I'm not an absolute, like. I don't know. Maybe
you remember
how many other
people
ratings? 3,703 ratings. Hopefully, we're all not dipshits.
I think you remembered what Natural Light was too, and that one kind of blew my mind too.
Yeah, 3.06.
Dude,
not 60.
God.
Trust me, the only 5-star rating beer I gave was Natterday, the strawberry lemonade Natural Light.
We're gonna hold you to that.
That is
the summer beer of 2019.
Summer beer 2019. That's what it is. We're calling it now. I've already called it several fucking episodes ago. Y'all get on the fucking train and just toot, toot.
You follow it.
You can buy so many of them for
$20 for a 30 rack. Kroger, get it. Mm.
That is my 5-star rating. That is my 5-star rating.
Indy's making a cameo on the pod. Okay,
but
I got the toy.
For the Crash and Rye, 4.25.
I'm sorry.
Damn good, delicious, silky, dark, smooth. Anything you'd want from a Oh man, it's good.
As far as like a milk stout goes, or just any stout in general, like
it's thick. If you're not a, if you're silky,
if you're not a rye fan, if you're not a rye fan, it is not your cup of tea. That's all I'm going to say about it. But I mean, Cody, like I know you're not a fan of this beer. What would you like? So on the untapped scale, 0.25, you know.
Oh yeah, I think. I feel like you guys would think I'm going to go lower than I probably am. So
I think let's guess. Let's both guess what Cody's going to come in.
Okay.
Because you have the number in your head.
I have the number in my head.
I think you're going to come in.
And it's not coming in on untapped, so it can be what?
No, it's coming in. No, on untapped.
Yeah, okay, I'm 0.25. 0.25.
Okay, so just so it's all the same. So I think you're going to come in at 3.5.
I'm thinking 4.0.
Yeah. Trent is spot on.
Which I can't blame you for.
Which is, I think I forget what I think I came in like in the twos.
Crowbar, you're a prime time of bitch. I wish I knew better.
not a hugely experienced fan of milk stouts. So yeah. I mean didn't have a whole lot to compare it to, but being 11.5%, as I think it was, it was more drinkable than I thought it was. And honestly, I think the ABV isn't that high, so it wasn't as bitter.
Yeah.
So it was like a much more palatable, like heavy, like super dark beer than I would expect it.
Because it's thick with two C's, man.
Yeah.
Three C's, buddy.
No,
I drink this on Christmas Eve.
No, seriously, it's definitely got that heaviness to it.
Yeah.
Not a style of beer that I would probably drink often, but I respect it for what it is, so I'm gonna give it a 3.5.
I appreciate that. I mean like I totally understand where you're coming from, man. That makes a lot of sense. And again, just because
IPA sour guy. Those are my go-tos. Man. I want something that drinks like you should smoke it, or you know, something that gives you a little pucker to lips. Not a huge milk stout or even like stout dark beer guy.
Yeah.
But man, I've learned to enjoy them.
I mean, I think this is
enjoyable.
It really is enjoyable, but I think I might have said it earlier. It might have been before the pod. I went through a heavy, like a serious, like stout phase, milk stout, like any kind of dark beer that I could get my hands on. Like if it sounded good, if it was made by a reputable place, like I was getting, especially at our, you know, always shouts every episode, Beer's Looking at You. I don't know how, like, I don't even give a fuck if they ever give us any free shit for this. Like, they're incredible. They're a great store, man. Be a lot cooler if they did, man.
Things aren't good at home. Help us out.
Okay. Meet us at the moon tower.
What was the, there's a milk chocolate stout.
Me?
Yes, and I know you know what I'm talking
about. Were you
about
talking about hopefully. The
tres leches? The
tres leches. No. There's a milk chocolate stout. No, a mint chocolate chip stout.
Mint chocolate chip stout.
That we had on
tap. Was it from Buffalo?
I hate mint chocolate, so do not remember.
I know that you were a big fan of that Tres Leches, and I know that they had it.
The Big Spoon.
Yes, and I'm pretty sure, if my boy Ryan or anybody from Beers is listening to us right now, I'm pretty sure that y'all had it at one point. I hope I didn't just talk a big game for no reason. But if I remember it correctly, it was fucking delicious. If not, they had several other Tres Leches brews that were incredible. But it was all like, you know, like a couple months ago now. But
you should try it.
Yeah, good shit. Yeah, regardless. I mean, it was great shit. But, you know, kind of circling back. Wow, I didn't mean to just name drop there. But kind of circling back to the old Crasher in the Rye 2017. Like Cody said, it's an 11.5%. Oh my God, Allie made cookies again. Oh Jesus.
I love me some cookies.
Allie, you're the best. This is why you're a perpetual friend of the pod. I mean, other reasons, obviously, but
lover of the pod, as we've discussed.
We disagreed on this heavily.
Yesterday, you cannot call me lover of the pod.
Sweet lover of the pod.
We held hands once,
my Latin lover of the pod.
Like, But anyways, we don't have an IBU rating for this one. It's a 4.21 with 3,700 ratings on Untappd, added in 2017.
Them cookies is hot.
Them cookies is warm. He's just diving right in. How is that cookie, man?
It's okay.
But anyway, so that's been the sipping segment. We've like if y'all have tried this, feel free to shoot us your ratings on any of the social media platforms. Shoot us your rating on Twitter. Tell us if we're full of shit. I came in at a 4.0. Conrad, I think, was a 3.75 or a 4.0. You said 4.25.
4.25.
Yeah, Conrad was a 4.25. Our good friend Crowbar, I can't stop calling you that now. Our good friend Crowbar was a 3.5.
He pries the facts open.
If y'all agree with one of us more than the other, feel free to shout us out on Twitter.
If y'all don't sleep in our DMs, we're not going to get better. We're just going to say the same.
We're just going to say the same all shit right, over and over
right,
again.
I mean, I'm
TBH, I'm not going to take anyone else's opinion. Like, I'm just going to keep sticking to mine.
This is our creative outlet.
This is our creative outlet, man. But anyways, we're moving on into, we still don't know what to call our news segment. We want to have a fucking news segment. It's several different things. It could either be RadCon's good news and gooder news, or we're incorporating this new one this week called the Brew News. This one I'm just going to take over because Conrad's mouth is full of cookies and I'm the only one who doesn't have cookies.
And by cookies, you mean
actual cookies.
Actual cookies, yeah.
Actual cookies, yeah. Also, clown shoes.
Clown shoes. Clown shoes and cookies.
Hey, can it? There we go. I mean, it needs to happen at least once an episode. Pause for the cause.
Bro, it's going to happen like 15 times an episode.
But anyways, there's some really cool shit that's been going on lately that I feel like we haven't given recognition to, and it's not like our recognition like means shit right now, but
we have some birthday celebrations going on.
We've missed some birthdays, and I feel bad because I've been off of Facebook. So that's my birthday reminder. I'm just kidding, guys.
No, honestly, that's the reason I have Facebook.
Yeah, that's
her birthday.
That's the main reason that I keep
Facebook is a dying breed.
Yeah,
unless you know, I want to see what my grandma's up to.
Unless you're Jimmy Tatro. But anyways, I digress.
Yikes!
We got some happy late birthdays. To some people, some breweries, some places that have made this podcast what it is because of your tremendous outpourings of amazing beer. First and foremost, happy birthday, happy late birthday to B52. I believe they just turned 3 years old. They're technically outside of Houston. We've talked about this before. They're in Conroe. They have a really interesting story. They had to file with the city to get plumbing and shit routed to the brewery, and the city underquoted them so much they ended up having to pay for the whole thing. So B52 didn't have to pay for it. So they have this incredible brewery out in Conroe.
You know the best thing about 3 year olds?
I don't know where you're going with this.
They have the best beer.
That was interesting take. Moving on.
Happy third birthday, B52.
I believe it's the third birthday. Can you look that up for me real quick? I
just wanted Jamie.
Hey, can you pull that shit up, Conrad? I had a pull that shit up shirt that Jamie put out on his website a couple years ago. I don't know what happened to it. But anyways, while Conrad's looking it up, another very happy birthday to our good friends over at Saloon Door Brewing. They've been around for 3 years. I believe it was last weekend. I wasn't able to make it because I was celebrating Beers Looking at You's. We're going to get into them in a second. But anyways, big shouts to Saloon Door. We're going to get more into what they're doing this weekend, what they've been doing in the area over the past few weeks. Crazy.
B52 is there around Conroe.
Yeah, what I was saying. B52 is in Conroe. It's a great brewery. I recently met the mother of the owner, and she's a great lady.
She's a great beer.
Yeah, 5 years. Wow.
Five years.
Oh my God, I'm a terrible person. Okay, I'm so glad we looked this up.
Amendments. You think about 5 years.
Amendments.
5 years being open.
To previous comments. Big shouts. B52, 5 years old. That's incredible. Big milestone. They have some of the most incredible beer in the Houston area. I'll count them as a Houston beer just because they're close enough that we still get their stuff on the south side of Houston.
I go to Lake Conroe before I ever go to Lake Houston.
I mean,
because I don't want to die of fucking snakes.
You're not wrong, man. Conroe.
Or alligators, crocodiles, whatever the fuck is in Lake Houston.
Yeah. Chomp chomp. But big shout out to
B52.
5th year anniversary. They just came out with some fantastic beer for the anniversary. I don't remember what it was all called necessarily. I think they had the Smarty series and they had some fantastic shit. I was more concerned with our friends over at Ingenious during that time. They just turned a year old, if I'm correct. Can you look that up for us real quick? Yeah. Ingenious, who
I would not think that because they're okay, I don't want to be a Houston guy and say, wow, they're pretty prominent in Houston because they're from Houston.
But they are.
But yeah, for a year old, I would suspect they would be older than B-52.
They make arguably the best New England IPAs in the city of Houston, possibly in the state, possibly within three states. I honestly think they make some stuff that's better than Parrish. Parrish, again, you know we're big Parrish fanboys over here. Anytime they make something, we're going to try it. But which is basically how I feel about Martin House as well. Let's see. Look up, all right, go to Facebook real quick. I don't know. I might have Facebook pulled up. I'm pretty sure.
Humble, Texas.
Yeah, they're in Humble. So they're fairly close. I'd still call them a Houston beer as well. I believe, oh, shit, I'm on caps lock. Sorry.
Ingenious Brewing is a brainchild of Mike and Justin. Mike is a multi-award-winning home brewer turned professional brewer who has just been honing in his brewing technique for over 10 years in his home state of Pennsylvania. Justin, who is originally from Houston, began brewing with Mike 7 years ago. So even if they've only been open a year, this has been 7 years in the making.
Yeah.
On the station in Pennsylvania for work. Both holding degrees in science, they enjoy tinkering with recipes by applying knowledge to the chemical properties found in the ingredients of beer. Over time, this process has led to an exceptional and inventive beer, Ingenious.
Yep.
All in quotations, because God damn, they're some ingenious bastards.
They are.
That perfectly symbolizes their philosophy, and the brewing beer is equal parts science and creativity and some fucking tasty beer.
It really is, man. Like, that's a very apt description because, like, I know we've talked about them before in the pod. I know we've drank their beer before in the pod. They do the frozen beer toppers from the brewery. Like, they're incredible. Mm-hmm. They're made of beer. They're basically just, like, froyo that they sit on top of their already tremendous beers. Yep.
They really focus on two things, quality and variety.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Recently, we're going to get into this in a second because of our next big happy birthday. 3 years to our good friends, good friends over at Beers Looking At You. They were one of the only places in the...
We have Big 25th coming up,
In the entire city of Houston to get all six and to get... Okay, so to get all six of the Infinity Stone beers from Ingenious and the Infinity Hopped beer. So we're kind of killing two birds with the nerd spotlight, but we're going to get into the nerd spotlight later.
Two birds stoned at once.
Two birds stoned at once. So, I mean, so for their anniversary, they released these beers, at least I think. And it might have just been for Endgame, but, man, I can't figure out exactly how old they are. But, yeah, regardless of how old they are, I mean, you know, they've been killing it for years now. They've been thinking of shit coming up, like – innovating in the industry for over 7 years. So it's incredible. Yeah, Hopstone release. Oh, man, I'm still looking for this dadgum. So the Hopstone series was, I want to say, after the actual anniversary. But, I mean, look at the can art. It was incredible. They did it on 420, the Hopstone release. That wasn't the anniversary, though. So I feel like it was before that. Small Batch Wednesday. They do all kind of cool shit over there at their brewery. Okay, I can't exactly figure out when their anniversary was because they have so much stuff posted.
Happy birthday to all the badass breweries that make us love us.
Yeah, especially our friends over
there. And not to force it over, but I'm ready for the next segment, man. We got some good shit.
We have one more birthday to celebrate. I kind of got into it before, but happy birthday to our friends over at Beers Looking At You. Always coming through with the great beer hookups, great prices. We sincerely appreciate y'all. And we hope to record an episode there in the future, but, you know, we'll see how it goes. Also, the next part, I'm good on that, actually. The next part of our brew news that I was talking about earlier, Saloon Door. Saloon Door is a brewery that a lot of people all over Houston kind of know. They're at places like Axelrad. They're at some of the more like there's another beer house, I want to say, in the Heights. It's not
beer
King's
House.
It's not King's. It's like, it might be
the
King's
Heights Beer Garden.
I think it's Heights Beer Garden. Yeah, that place is really cool. They have some Saloon Door beer at least the last couple times that I've been. They're really cool. But anyways, Saloon Door is now releasing beer out to the public through storefronts. Like they're, I, you know what?
Well, we saw it at Whole Foods too.
We did?
No, never mind. That's Spindle Tap.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Spindle Tap. Our good friend, Andrew Hazelwood. Yeah. Our good friend, Andrew Hazelwood. Because podcast, but, anyways, I digress.
There's 82,178 people playing right now.
That's enough.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it, but I'm not shocked.
Yeah, like not at all. That's less than 100,000 people for sure. Anyways, moving on. Houston Spotlight of the Week. I guess this is technically the second Houston Spotlight of the Week this week, which, you know, since we missed last week, we feel like we need to do it twice. It's kind of like with the double sip, like we did yesterday. But Radcon's going to lead us off. This is one that he meant to say yesterday, but I guess Fireball precluded him from getting into that. What was your Houston Spotlight of the Week that you meant to say yesterday that you're getting into today?
Easily. And Jesus Christ, if you guys know this place, y'all better let them fucking know. This ain't a free advertisement, right?
Absolutely.
This one, 100%,
no free
goes out to Etro Lounge. Etro is a bar downtown, and it's much more than a bar. It's a dance club. But it's an 80s dance club, and it is the most fun that you can have in this era to go back to that era.
I don't disagree with you, man. Yes. I mean, there's only one other place that I would put up there with it, and that's on my side of town. So it obviously doesn't win because Etro is just much better. They have multiple levels to this place. It's a solid spot, man. I don't disagree with you picking this week. I'm just a little curious as to why we're just now getting it.
And so we built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. So sick, so badass. It's an 80s dance bar that you've always wanted to go to, but it's now at a new location downtown. It is so, oh man.
Do you remember at the Ugly Sweater pub crawl when we tried to find this place?
Yes, because we were looking for the old location.
We were looking for the old location.
And it was not there. They sent it to the Galleria to a clothes shop.
No, where did it take us the first time? Because we went on two trips
to the old location.
No, it didn't even take us to the old location. It took us to a laundromat.
Yes,
like, it took us to a straight up laundromat in the middle of fucking nowhere, and then we were like, maybe it's by the Galleria. Then we ended up at Hop Dotty. It was a great night. I mean, in all honesty, like we didn't make it there.
Bar hop.
Didn't make it to Etro that night, but it ended up being incredible, anyways. But we've been back since then, and it's a great spot if you're into 80s or, I mean, I would even say they played some early 90s in there on occasion.
70s, I wouldn't say 70s, 80s and 90s for sure.
Yeah, they've definitely played some early 90s in there.
I'll say 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s.
I haven't seen any music like 80s, in there 90s. Played post 1992, which I'm totally fine with. I'm totally into that shit. But yeah, that's a solid choice, man. Etro is a solid spot to go hang out. I mean, I don't know about the price as far as drinks, because I've never really paid for drinks over there. But
on average for downtown, it's not bad. Not good.
Yeah, no. It's,
you're not finding your dollar beers or like $2, you know, cocktails or whatever.
Usually,
but you know, it's probably about like shit, man, $5 a thing of Tito's and $6 beers or so.
I mean, that's really not bad at all, man.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm trying. Oh, there it is. Okay, cool. We're good. Okay, so moving on. I digress. Into my Houston Spotlight of the Week. I'm actually going somewhere that's, I don't even know if you can consider it in the greater Houston area. This is down more toward my neck of the woods in Bacliff, Texas. So I wouldn't really call it Houston per se. It's in the Houston. It's within, I would say, 30 to 45 minutes of downtown, which if you live in Texas, you know that's not like that outrageous of a drive to get to somewhere cool. It's a place called Noah's Ark Bar and Grill. This is a place that I've been going forever.
They take two of every kind?
Yes.
Yes. That's what I appreciate.
And they take more than two of every gun. No. It's a cool spot, man. It's made it through several hurricanes. They have an upstairs level that I believe is still functioning.
Is that on the beach?
It's not on the beach. No, it's on the bay. So it's kind of cool if you're not used to living near salt water. You get to see all the big ships moving in and out. of port and things like that. And it's pretty cool. They have a really good breakfast menu, man. Like, it's just a basic ass breakfast menu. You get eggs however you want them, you know, sausage, toast, whatever you want. The coffee is tremendous.
So do you recommend a brunch there or an evening there?
I would recommend really either a breakfast or go spend an evening with the family. This is a family location. You can take everybody. They have really good seafood. They're literally right on the coast.
Have you been to a Hula Hut in Austin?
Never been to Hula Hut in Austin, okay. But Noah's Ark in Bakelit, Texas is a really good spot, man. Like, they have a great, like, layout. If you want to take the family, if you want to show up by yourself, hang out at the bar, that's fine. If you want to show up in the morning for breakfast, the people there are incredible. I've met my grandpa for breakfast here the past couple of Thursdays just because that's what, like, he owns a vending company, owns a couple of the machines in there. If you want to go throw some dollars in the jukebox, we're not going to hate you for it. But it's a great spot, man. The people there are super friendly. It's kind of like a half-assed biker bar, so to say. No, I don't want to say half-assed. It's sort of like a biker bar. They have a lot of
full-ass biker bar.
They have, like, a lot of biker
I'm looking parking. At the picture right now, and there's, like, 19. Yeah. There's, like,
they have enough parking. They have enough parking for bikes, which in Bakelit, Texas, you know, if you know anything about Bakelit or San Leon, you know about the Banditos. I believe it's the Banditos. They're super notorious gang down in the neck of Texas.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Nope, not them. The Banditos. They are a little bit different, so to speak. They're equally so. Remember that big shootout in Waco a couple years ago at the
My buddy worked at the Rudy's right next door to the Twin Peaks.
So the Banditos were involved in that as well. So it's some crazy shit, man. But it's a cool spot. You can take your family there. You're not gonna have to worry about any drive-bys or anything. It's Sons of Anarchy shit like that. But anyways, we're gonna move into our thank yous for this week. We thanked y'all at the beginning. We're gonna thank y'all at the
end. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, beer. Thank you, platypus. Thank you, clown shoes. Thank you, RuneScape. Thank you, Red Dead Redemption. Thank you, Fallout. Thank you, Mr. Trent. Thank you, Mr. Crowbar. Thank you, Mr. Conrad. Thank you, Ingenious. Thank you, B52. Thank you, Saloon Door. Thank you.
He's really going for it.
Call of Duty. I know we talked about that. Thank you. Bendejos. Thank you.
Bendejos? We're thanking the Bendejos?
No, Bendejos.
We're not going to thank the Banditos because fuck Banditos.
Well, thank you, Noah's Ark. Thank you, Etro. Thank you.
Clown Shoes?
Ooh. Yes.
Clown Shoes.
I did say clown shoes.
You might have said clown shoes. Yeah. Anyways, clown shoes, I digress.
Thank you, everybody. Jesus Christ. If you've made it this far,
thank you, everyone.
Yes. And like I said at the very beginning, and Mr. Trenton said at the very beginning, please leave us any sort of review. DM us on either social media site, from Instagram to Twitter to
Facebook. We have Facebook, but
Jesus Christ, man, if you're a real fucking person, you're not on that shit anymore.
We're not going to respond to you on Facebook.
I do that for birthdays and for my grandma.
Follow us on Untapped. Feel free to follow us on Untapped. I'm at Trent Lee Ag. Conrad.
Road to Condorado. But if you guys don't let us know what you like and don't like, then you're going to hear what you do like, and you're also going to hear more of what you don't like more. So help yourselves to help us, to help you. And it'll make everything run a little bit more smoothly. Also, you know what? Look for us on RuneScape, because that's coming.
I mean, yeah. If you want to shoot us your RuneScape titles, I don't know, like, how things have changed lately, but I mean,
or if you had really good shit, you don't mind us just logging in as your shit.
Yeah. If you have a previous profile that you don't mind one of us using, I'm not opposed to that at all.
We're a RuneScape podcast now.
We're a RuneScape podcast. Absolutely, we're a RuneScape comic book podcast. Wow, we've really just niched ourselves off. Anyways, for the Daily Sip Podcast, this has been Podcap? I can't speak. For the Daily Sip Podcast,
we're no goddamn.
This has been Trent.
And this is Conrad. And as always, we love you.
We love you so much.
And other people love you.
Yeah.
Nothing but love.
Jesus loves you.